So we're learning Siman Reish Lamed He, which is Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arba. So we're moving into the Lachos of Maariv now. Zman Kriya Shema Belayla Mishas Yitzia Shloisha Kachovim Ketanim. So the proper time is a Kriya Shema nighttime. Again, so we pointed out that even if you can daven, according to Behuda, you can daven Maariv from Plaga Mincha, which means the time of Maariv Aravim, that the night starts to set in, and it's called Laila for the purposes of davening Maariv, is true from Plaga Mincha, but Kriya Shema is totally in Zman Shchiva, as Chazal said, that's called Seisa Kechovim. Seisa Kechovim means Shlosha Kechovim Ketanim. Okay. V'himu Yom Ma'unon. Let's say it's a cloudy night, so you can't see the stars. So Yom Tinat Sheyetze as Sofek Miliboy. So the proper thing to do is to wait until you feel confident that it's definitely late enough to say Shema. If a person read Kriya Shema before the time of the three small stars, he has to read it again. He says he doesn't have to repeat the brachas. He's yotzei the brachas with what he davened the maariv before, but the Kriya Shema itself he has to read a second time. Okay. So now, what should he do in a case where they're davening early? So, should he say Shema with them and then rely on repeating it later on? So, Yikrim Mohem Kriya Shema Uberchaseo Yisbali Mohem Kishagiyazman Kara Kriya Shema Balabrachas. We're in Reish Lamed Hei Sif Aleph. If the tzibur is davening early, if you're living in a city and that's the only tzibur that's available, is a tzibur which is davening early. So, the proper thing is to daven early with them. You'll say Birchas Kriya Shema, you'll say Kriya Shema, you'll say Shemon Esrei, and then later on, in the evening, when it's appropriate time for Shema, you'll repeat Kriya Shema again without saying the brachas. Hago, umir lo yachzer v'yispalo b'layla, you don't have to daven a second time. Al b'mishat tzibur makdimim harbel, if they allow, even though the tzibur is davening quite early, elam ken hu rogel b'shar prishus v'chasidus, unless this person is Bechlal, a very big tzaddik who does all these things at early, so that is not considered an act of gaiva for him to do that. So he's going to daven a second tefillah, and the second tefillah will be understood to be a tefillah nedava type of a concept. So to go and daven an extra tefillah nedava because you're being more from everybody else is only would be considered an act of yura of gaiva, unless this person is known in general. He acts in extraordinary ways in many different areas. Okay, so that's the sif, a long sif. Let's see if we can how much of shabura we can get in over here. Okay, shabura sif cotton aleph. Belaila is the correct time of Kriya Shema in the evening is from when three small stars come out. Diksibu b'shoch b'chom. B'kadam alayla lavz man shkibuhu. Until it's really dark, like we spoke about when we were discussing the halachas of calculation for mincha, Chazal recognized that even though it might have a halachic din of Laila beforehand, until it's really dark, which is three small stars are visible, and you have to remove a large amount of the sunlight from the sky to allow three small stars to be visible. So that, again, three stars being visible means that within one area of the sky, near each other. So that means it's already dark, but that's when people start going to sleep. So nighttime is already considered, really, if it's three medium-sized stars. But the definition of benanim is a very difficult thing to pin down. Exactly how big is average stars. And people might think what's really large stars, and large stars are really visible when it's still halachically still yom. Again, b'yom over here doesn't necessarily mean the middle of the day. It means anything which has a halachic status of day still, because especially according to Rabbeinu Tam, after the sun sets, it's still mamash yom. So obviously there's some stars which are visible shortly after the sun sets, but then those stars are not considered laila. So we're afraid that people will mistake the large stars for medium-sized stars. So we said, you know what? Let's go for small stars. Worst comes to worst, you end up mistaking what are really middle-sized stars for small stars, but middle-sized stars really meeker than are good enough. Okay. Now, I'll give you one example where when it comes to Hilchos Tainus, which is the Rabbanon, so then the price can rely on, there the Mishpura says you can rely on Shlosha Kovim Beinonim, because even if you made a mistake, it's a subject of the Rabbanon. So you're not worried about the being Machmer. Whereas for Motzei Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch again says Shlosha Kovim Ketanim, and the same thought process is true as over here, really meeker than Lila's Shlosha Kovim Beinonim. But we're afraid if you're going to rely on Beinonim, you'll end up making a mistake and end up mistaking Gedolim for Beinonim. So you say Ketanim, and the worst comes to worst, you mistake Ketanim, Beinonim for Ketanim, but Beinonim are that are good enough. So that's why some people are makel more for the Zman of Achila for after a Tainus, they're more makel than the Zman for doing Malacha on Motzi Shabbos. It's also in the let's say, but today Yomtiv, some people are makel the second Yomtiv, which is under Rabbanon, they're makel to do Malacha for Motzi Yomtiv earlier amount of time after Shkia than they would on a Motzi Shabbos or on the Motzi of a one day Yom Tov, like Yom Kippur. So it's only this. Meeker than Lila is three medium sized stars found in one section of the sky. But Chazal came along and said, you know, we're afraid people are going to make a mistake. And they said, you know what? Three small stars. They only said that Chumrah. Or the halacha only says that chumra by deraisas. So Kriya Shema is a mitzvah deraisa. Motzi Shabbos is an issah deraisa. Motzi Yom Kippur is an issah deraisa. Motzi Tainus is an issah derabanan. That which you have to fast is an issah derabanan. So there we left it on the ikra din. The shlosha kachamim benim is good enough. So it comes out that the time that we're going to calculate a motzi Tainus is a different calculation than what we calculate the motzi of Motzi Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Hichmir grab a kriyas shema, then a kriyas shira shlosha katanim. Fine. Now, b'shoshu chama filu mufuzar. Now he says over here that for Motzi Shabbos we need three small stars next to each other. For kriyas shema, you don't need them to be next to each other. So why is that? So take a look at the Sharet Zion and Gimel. So over here we're being Mekel. I'm going to clarify. I said before they have to be next to each other. That's not for Kriya Shema. I'm correcting myself. That's not for Kriya Shema. For Kriya Shema, three small stars visible anywhere in the sky. Not necessarily next to each other. For Motzei Shabbos, you need three small stars which are next to each other. She says in Shartzin Gimel. Well, Adama the Simon Reis said Gimel the Beinon Shemachun Nosim Mamakam Echad. By Motzei Shabbos, we require that the three small stars have to be next to each other. So that's another layer of Chumrah. Why is that? Above and beyond the Shabbos, the same way there's a mitzvah to Toser Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah to Toser Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos. So by requiring three Kechavim Ketanim Mechunosim, that right next to each other, so that adds, that takes even longer, so that's forcing you to add a certain amount of time onto Motzi Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Sivkatan Gimel. So if a person is not sure, let's say it's cloudy, so Yamtin, he should wait until he's confident, which is the suffix of the rice. So who would suffix the rice? You have to be machmer. There should be no suffix in his heart. Mi liboy. Now, if he knows exactly the on the clock, he knows what time the actual sun actually set. So Yom Tov Kishir Arba Milim, Shu'ayin Beis Minut. So then he can instead of relying on seeing it in the sky, what you're going to visualize in the sky, he'll rely on the clock. So he has a right to assume if it's 72 minutes, which is the time it takes to walk 4 mil, so that's good enough to assume that for sure it's Lila, and therefore you have no problem of saying Kriya Shema then. Around the comments of Rishon Gimel, Sebeis, Mishabura, Mirlocha, the Cholin, the Shom Shach Gam Lakan. So everything which I wrote over there, Mishabura says, and you can then adapt and apply over here as well. Now you see with the Mishabura, by the way, that we didn't touch on this issue. Now, let's think for a second. You know, it's not exactly a cost of 4 mil, or it's a point. It's an issue is at a certain amount of light. So the Gra and the Shulchan Arav both point out that the time it takes for the sky to darken changes over the year. It takes longer for the sky to darken. Actually, the shortest time for the sky to darken actually is right around the equinoxes. Both the vernal equinox and the autumnal equinox, that is the time where the relationship of the sun vis-a-vis the earth, the sun will go below the horizon the most quickly, and the sky will lose light more quickly. But around the winter solstice, and even more so by the summer solstice, it takes much longer for the sky to darken. So when we say, when Chazal gave us a measure of 4 mil, and again, the Gemara was referring to Eretz Yisrael Pesach time, which is right around the vernal equinox. So Chazal was saying a very strong darkness. The more saying that people, there's still light. According to the Beit Tam, it has a lach of yom. And according to the Gra, it's considered laila, but it's still light, right? But it's still light. The time it takes in Eretz Yisrael, people go to Israel, you notice it gets darker. The closer to the equator, the more quickly it gets dark. By the equator itself, when the sun goes down, within 6 to 10 minutes after the sun went down, it's very dark already. Where our latitude is, 40 something degrees north, so it takes longer. In Eretz Israel, it's closer to the equator. The latitude is lower, so it goes more quickly. See, if in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara is making a calculation, in Eretz Yisrael, the amount of darkness you need for 4 mil, you cannot then take that and apply that anywhere else in the world and say it's 40 to 72 minutes, the Gemara says. It's in a certain amount of darkness. So how do you measure that? Well, we know that as the sun goes degrees of below the horizon, that's when it loses its light. So I can calculate in Eretz Yisrael the amount of degrees below the horizon around the vernal equinox, the sun is, which is 16.1 degrees. Then I can then apply that to anywhere in the world. So how long does it take in Vilna for the sun to go 16.1 degrees below the horizon? So those calculations can be done, and we'll figure out. So the Mishmur doesn't say, the Mishmur says it's 72 minutes straight. Now this is a big Melchoikus. Can you just rely on a flat 72 minutes, or must you calculate the Groh and the Shulchan Aruch both hold that you must calculate it based on where you are in the world and what time of year it is? It's not a set time on the clock. It is a calculation which will vary. It depends on the amount of light, which is visible or not visible. Mr. Burris does not seem to mention that opinion over here. he does, if I don't recall if he does mention over there in Hechel Shabbos, I don't recall. Okay. Sivkotn hey, Kutum Lachain. If you read Shema before this time, you read it early, so the answer is read it again. But you don't have to repeat Brevis Kriya Shema. Chazit Bakariya saw I am Bimai Mordechai and the Rosholam Shakosadikra din who Maloy Mishum Khumra. This what you must repeat again is not just like, what Bimachmer, it's Mikra din. You must go back and repeat Kriya Shema because you have a suffix in the midst of the rites, which you didn't do. But you read it below Brachas. The Hakvarik Berachas, I mean, you said Brachas already. So we could argue like this. Lachara, you're saying Brachas on Shema. You weren't yet to Shema, so maybe the Brachas that you said on Shema can't be good Brachas either. You're saying Brachas on non Shema. It's not really Shema, it's like something else. It's like reading Ashrei. The person, we should argue that Brachas said on Ashrei doesn't count. So that's we're saying that's not true. Even though you were not yours with Shema beforehand, Alpha Bekain, Lohabi Babrochas of Atola, Dalva Gav, the Mismachin, Lohan, the Kriya Shema. Even though we connect them to Shema, Kamakam, Ikoran, Lonisko, Dafka, the Kriya Shema, the Fiqh of Bidiab, Kashakran, Lokamakain, Shakram, as much as Kriya Shema as Yotza. It doesn't say I said Kisham, Zabatiban, the Kriya Shema. If it would have been a Birchas of Mitzvahs on reading Shema, it would have said a Shakisham, Zabatiban. Then you're right. If I'm not Yotze Shema, so what's how many Yotze the Bracha? So then you get involved in a case of your suffix of Yotze, maybe you can't see it's a Shalom Bracha Levatola. But this is B'chol not. It's not actual Bracha on Shema. It's a Bracha which Chazal put in place as part of the process of saying Shema was these Brachas as well. So the Brachas are Yotze, even though you read them before Yotze the Shema. Fine. Let's say the tzibur is davening early. Should you join them or not? We matzibur. Well, you always came in the atchak. They used to do that because, you know, especially when, you know, you it was difficult to illuminate night. So to daven marv in the proper time meant people were walking home and it was pitch black. So they didn't have a choice, especially when you add in the fact that there was, you know, there was danger of goyim, etc. You know, it wasn't safe for them to daven marv late. So therefore, what would happen if you'd wait? People would be scared to stick around. People would leave. They would lose tefillah tzibur. It's difficult to get them together again. We're afraid of people. If they won't have a minyan, some people will not daven at all. They don't know how to daven by themselves so well. So therefore, they relied on Yehuda. You could daven ma'ariv from plug and onwards. So in case of necessity, which they felt it was a necessity, they relied on Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Okay. If it's nighttime, even you cannot be Yotze Shema at that point in time. And Batsim, there's Rishonim which hold that in the case of your davening, when you're davening Mariv, according to Behuda, in the early time, you should not say Berachos Kriya Shema. Because you can't say Mariv Aravim yet, etc. You could daven Shemon Esrei. It has a din of Lila regarding davening Shemon Esrei. But Mariv Aravim and Shema, you should say later on. So, really, that would be an argument they should do so. Tosis discusses this. The Tosis in Berachos Daf Bezim and Al brings such a shita. That they would actually not daven Berachos Kriya Shema and Shema then. They actually say that later on in the road. But they didn't do that. And the argument why they didn't do that because again, because since the Rami Oritz would not daven otherwise, if you're going to do that, you're not going to end up with nothing. So, so they did that. So once you're doing that, the Yotze Kriya Shema, the Yotze Berachos Kriya Shema, the Yotze Shema Nesrei, they say Shema again later on. So now the question is, what should I do? They're relying on a tzibra, on a kulot, so the answer is join them. Yikrim ha'am kriya shema, but lo yichavan oz lot says yidei chobes kriya shema. Ki mekriya shniya shakara achar kach bezmano. But do not have kavanah to be yotze now, have kavanah to be yotze later on. Now, why can't you have kavanah now? Like, if it's taka not the zman at all, so you had kavanah. Many times, when let's say a person wants to do the mitzvah in a better oifen, he doesn't know just in case. He says, and he has like a tonight. If I forget to do it later on, you know, I want to be yotze now. If I remember to do it later on, I'll do it later on in a better oifen. But over here, you're not yotze b'chlal. So what's the problem? The problem is the other way around. If I have a kavana to say be yotze mitzvah kriya shema in a time which is not the zman of kriya shema, so I'm making a new mitzvah. You're over this or bal tosef. You're adding on a new mitzvah to the Torah. The Torah says you say shema in the morning, and when you go to bed, and I'm saying Shema in the middle of the afternoon, and I'm in Mechayim on the Shem Mitzvah Shema. So what is that? That's you're adding a new mitzvah. So that's the reason why you should have Kavanah not to be Yotze now, because you're talking not Yotze now, and otherwise you would. So what are you doing? You're learning. You're saying over words of Torah, but to have Kavanah to be Yotze, that would be a very bad idea. Okay, let's stop one more Mishabur over here. Rabbi spelled in Mohem. You should say Birchas Kriya Shema, daven with them. Kedei lis makula tefila, megam lispel li mitzibur. So you daven with tefila mitzibur. You'll be some makula tefila because you said Gal Yisrael or Shemar Yisrael Lavad, and then you say Shemar Esrei. You'll daven tefila Shemar Esrei. So you said Shemar Esrei. You also were some makula tefila by saying Gal Yisrael, and then Hashkivenu is an extension of Gal Yisrael, and then you daven Shemar Esrei. So you mentioned Kula, you davened, and later on you'll repeat Kriya Shema again when it comes to proper time. So let's hold it here, and.